My name is Jamie Curran. I'm a development officer with the Heritage Lottery Fund in Northern Ireland, and I'm here today at the wonderful Castle Aspie site for the launch of the HLF-funded Castle Aspie visitor facility.
Castle Aspie is, without sounding too pretentious, is actually a life-changing experience bar just a visitor centre.
Hi, I'm Stella McDermott, the case officer for this particular project, which has been an absolute joy to work on. The applicant at the time came to us and said, oh, we really want to do a project that's going to improve our facilities. And in true HLF style, we went back to them and said to take a more holistic look at the site. So we gave them a project planning grant, which enabled a lot more investigative works to be carried out. So they did ecological surveys, archaeology, the works, and have uncovered an absolutely fascinating history of the site, which they've been able to formulate into the wonderful project that we see being executed before us right now. So HLF is delighted to be able to award almost 3 million to do the very, very necessary ecological improvement work that's going to make future education programmes on this site important for the general population of Northern Ireland and tourists, but also the improvements for the bird population in general will ensure that the biodiversity of this particular area of the loch is preserved for the future.
Kevin Peverty, I'm Director of Centre Developments for WWT. It's quite an ambitious project. It's in two main phases, really. One is the development of a brand new visit facility for which diversifies what we can offer to an increasing visitor number. But particularly looking at Castle Aspie as an historic site, both from its wildlife value but also its cultural value. And one of the most exciting things during the project is that we've learned so much more about the site than we knew previously, and then incorporated that into the whole experience. This is fantastic. I mean, we're not quite finished yet. We've hit a lot of weather problems during the whole development, but it's great to be at this point to have seen a very complex project come forward and beginning to see the reaction both of the wildlife and of visitors. HLF have been very supportive of the project. It's a complex project. They bought into the vision that we had. And we very much encourage anyone to look at any opportunities to, you know, improve the natural environment, but also to think about people and engaging people with that natural environment. We'd hate to see any change or any change in priority for funding of the natural environment from Heritage Lottery. It's the biggest funder and the most likely funder that we could get this scale of project funded by. Getting matching funding is always difficult, but it's very rare that we'd get the level of support that HLF have managed to provide on this project.
Dame Jenny Abramsky, the chair of HLF, came to Northern Ireland especially for the Castle Aspie project launch.
I think it's wonderful. First of all, I think the new visitor centre is terrific. It's incredibly inviting. It doesn't scar the landscape. It actually improves the landscape. And then when you walk in and you look through those glass windows and you see the site, you kind of gasp, and I think that's really wonderful. We care hugely about our natural heritage. It's as important as the built heritage. And restoring wetlands, creating the right environment for wildlife and in particular bird life to flourish is really important for this country's heritage. And this place is going to flourish, I have absolutely no doubt, and going to become a real destination point for the people of Northern Ireland. This is an absolute example of what people's passion and enthusiasm can do, can achieve. There are lots of volunteers involved in this. There are lots of people who have had the vision to see that they could do something really special here. And that gives me enormous pleasure.